Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Volume 5 of The Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, and if there's a new volume, then obviously we have to have somebody special to help me kick it off, and who better than my besto friendo, Drew. How are you, Drew?
I'm doing pretty swell. How are you?
I am doing well. After a nice little break from finishing Volume 4, decided to get right back into it with Volume 5, even though it's been months as of this recording.
Wow.
I know, time is so strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, this reminds me of the show that we are talking about today, well, more so OVA, which I'm glad that it reminded me of it. Otherwise, I would have forgotten, and I would have just been hanging out with you on Google Meets for 5 hours. But we are talking about the OVA Yokohama Shopping Log, and I thought it would be nice to make this a homie check-in about the joys of waiting. This OVA revolves around this robot named Alpha, who is in charge of this coffee shop, and her days are literally just filled with making coffee and running her shop and whatever any day really has for her, as she, one, awaits the return of the owner of the coffee shop, who she calls the owner. And it's a post-apocalyptic world, so she's essentially just waiting for the end of the world. And since she's an android, she is going to bear witness to all of it. And I think that's really sweet, that even though things are going to continue moving, as she's waiting for him to come back and waiting for the world to end, that doesn't mean that it's all doom and gloom. There are a lot of very pleasant things that can come from waiting. And so I thought it would be cool to talk about that today.
Can you speak more on that? Because we go through a lot of different characters that do populate her day to day almost, and you get the sense that most of them are on their last legs, and the young ones are going to follow eventually too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, aside from past, a human, post-human world, what do you think that their life could be like, right? I feel like you could watch this OVA and come across of, like, this is a very sweet moment in time for them, but, like, it's still, there's still going to be that tragic aftermath, right?
Yeah.
You have that wonderful scene near the end where it's like you see the city submerged, right? And things are overtaken and forgotten, built over.
The end is inevitable, and I think that's the case for all of us.
Yeah.
But whether we're waiting for that, I mean, do you remember in elementary school, or maybe it was middle school, one or the other, where they told us that in billions upon billions of years, the sun is going to explode and take out the entire solar system.
Yeah, and it made you like our little brains could not handle it.
Right.
Not in the sense of like it drove us mad or anything, but it's just like we had no reference for what that meant.
And
you think that's something that the Alpha relates to or is slowly coming to terms with? Or
I think so. I think it's something that they all have to be aware of. I mean, the Oji-san's grandkid from episode 2, he kind of reminds me of Shinji from Evangelion, because that's the world that he was born into. That's the world that he knows. Mm-hmm. The cities that have sunken into the sea. Things aren't wild and bustling. Things are rustic. Things are older. And things are more decrepit. And that's just,
you're fighting to preserve what little life is left over, too.
Yeah, and that's what you have to enjoy. Because at some point in that kid's life, I'm sure his grandfather said, it was nothing like this when I was a child. This is what we have left. Cherish it. And he knows one day it's going to be his time too. And he's doing just that. They all are. If you notice, nobody seems inherently bothered by the end. And that's because they have their day-to-day lives that make them, I guess, happy. It gives them something to do while they're waiting for the end. They're finding joy in waiting by doing whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, do you remember in episode 2, Alpha literally spent an entire day making coffee wistfully. She burned the coffee beans. That took her hours. And by the end of the day, she actually drinks the coffee that she started making in the morning because sun had set. The sun had set. And she was just drinking it. And that was her day. While she's waiting for her owner, while she's waiting for the world to end, what does she do one day? It's not a, I'm going to live life to the fullest. It's not a, while I'm waiting on this, everything has to be pristine. Everything has to be the best. It's, I'm going to spend today making coffee, and I'm going to enjoy that coffee at the end of the day.
Do you think she'll ever make it to like the sun exploding, or is it like, because we see the scene where she gets struck by lightning,
right? That was
scary. And yeah, and then they have to fix her up, and that, like, you know, you bringing up the thing, I guess for me it's hard not to think about what comes after. And in often case, that's like, you know, that's a good sign that this world is, this story is imaginative enough to where it allows me to feel and think these things. But also, just sci-fi has a lot of these kinds of stories, and like, I'm a sucker for them. So this is really cool. But like with the coffee beans, there will come a point where she won't have access to coffee beans unless she learns to grow them herself or like harvest them, right?
And you know, it's funny. I don't know if that time has already come or not. I never saw any delivery of coffee beans, but I didn't see like a whatever they use to make coffee either.
Exactly, right? Also, like the first android we meet that we're introduced to this OVA with, it's a different android, it's a newer model, and they're fucking strapped.
Yeah. Oh god, yeah, Alpha.
Yeah,
what, Alpha then, like, did have that gun. Up? Yes.
Yeah, or did she have a gun too? I remember there's
No, Alpha had a gun. When the other android came to the door, she had her gun in her hoist and she was about to pull it out and then saw that it was somebody friendly and just put it right back in.
The other android had one too, right? Like in that,
I don't recall her having one.
Okay. Either way, it's these little things that maybe it's us as Americans, we're more aware of these things, but no, obviously it's like brought to attention in different ways. But yeah, like there will also come a point where like she won't have access to spare parts or have someone to repair her, right? So yeah. She kind of does have to live a bit more restrained in order to prolong their life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It seems like her life wouldn't, first, it wouldn't exist without humans. And second, like, I don't think it could be sustained without humans unless there are protocols in line to, you know, make sure she's her maintenance is up to keep.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I do. I think my problem is, I wouldn't necessarily call it a problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying these are problems either.
Right, right.
I just thinking about it.
I just decided not to look that deep into it, mainly because that wasn't my main concern while I was watching it. I was more so.
Well, it was mine because I don't want them to die.
To me, I was just more so enjoying the day to day, and I thought about it. Of course, she's dedicated to the owner coming back, and that's why she stays at the shop. I mean, people tell her, well, why don't you just go out and do something, which she uses some time to take pictures, even though she can't find the right things to take pictures of, because she feels like well, it's worth the film that I've been given. But just these little pockets of life, I realized that I've seen parts of me in a lot of these characters. Obviously not the doctor, in the sense that I don't patch people or robots up. I'm not an engineer either, so I can't do that. But just going out for a night drive to watch scenery, even though, no, it's not some underwater city, but that is just a way to spend time with one another. That is that, or it can be a joy of waiting for whatever's next to come. And it doesn't have to be as severe as the end of the world or waiting for someone who may or may not ever come back. It can be things like, oh, well, what am I going to do before I go to bed? How can I make the most of this time? And I see things like this all the time where people say, oh, I had this day off, or I had these days off and I wasted them. And what made me want to do this episode is because I read a response to somebody saying that. And they said, is it that you didn't get a lot done, or that you were able to take some time for yourself?
True.
So instead of doing XYZ, being busy, 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 waiting on when you have to go back to work, what can you do with that time instead? How can you make the wait towards going back to doing something, or the weight of going somewhere, what can you do to make that more pleasurable for you? You know, like a drive to, where are some places that we've gone?
Like, we can make some up. We can make some up.
Yeah, like, remember when we went to
Mount Rushmore and we were like hanging off of George Washington's nose, being two little boogers? Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, it was your idea. I didn't think you were crazy enough to do it, but I was uniquely crazy.
Well, I was more so, do you remember when you came to visit me for my birthday? We like went to the Airbnb, and then we went to the anime convention like every day that it was happening. We went to all these different restaurants. We went and got like,
I'm still thinking about that meatball sub.
Huh?
I'm still thinking about that meatball sub.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so, I was hanging out with a friend this weekend, and we went to this place, and he said that their meatball sub was so good, and I tried it, and it's probably like maybe top three meatballs I've ever had, meatball subs I've ever had. Number one is still, so that shop you took me to. So,
see, it's interesting because we can look at it one of two ways. We can look at it as a weekend where we did things, or how we spent a weekend before we had to go back to our everyday lives.
But that's the thing. That's her. This is her day to day. Like for us, like for me to have a day like that, it's one, I'm using up a one free day that I have, one day to myself. You and I both work full time. Mm-hmm. We can't always have days like this. It's not always feasible.
This is true.
So I guess when I see this, it's like this is a world that has escaped. And this is me bringing my own lived experience into this, that has escaped the urgency of having that kind of lifestyle, the one of capital and profit, of sustainability, because it's as we see in this, it's not as secure as you might think it is. It's not as sustainable as your job may entitle it to be. You know, you and I are no strangers to the job grind and the job search and the disappointments and the setbacks. I know a lot. That's a very common experience.
I suppose, yeah, you could make the argument of her living a charmed life. But I, and maybe this is just me looking at it through rose-tinted glasses, because I
look
truly...
nice on you, by the way.
I'm sorry?
The glasses, they look nice on you.
Oh, thank you. My prescription jumped, so I had to hurry and get a new pair. But... yeah, I may be looking at it through rose-tinted glasses, but the way I see it, there's just something that we can do when we're facing something, when we know that there's something that we have to do, but we can just make something more of the time that we have. It doesn't have to necessarily, and I guess that does go to your point, it doesn't necessarily have to be considered waiting. It doesn't have to be considered waiting to the end of the day, the end of the week. It can just be our everyday lives. Yeah, this isn't just the joy of waiting. This is the joy of everyday life for what mm-hmm. what we can make of it. And that's really sweet to be able to, I mean, of course, we don't have unlimited resources. Neither of us are very rich people or anything of the sort, but we have time and we have people we care about. Obviously, even though we're busy, you and I, we can call each other, and that can be part of one of our days. And I just think that's a lovely concept. The concept of, even though we have responsibilities, through what I like to call waiting, though other people may just call it free time, our day-to-days, even if we do have some really bad days, there's always something good or something pleasurable that we can hope to find in that day. Not to say that we should force ourselves to try and find it, but sometimes it's there and we just don't realize it. And I enjoy the challenge of looking for it now as I get older. That's all I really want, is to try and find as many good points as possible. And I really saw that in Alpha, and I truly appreciated it, and how she was able to connect with the community that she has. She was able to connect with her android sister, and it's just really nice.
I think it's a beautiful way of tying it all back.
Well, thank you. I try. I've been doing this for a while.
Oh, four volumes worth.
Four volumes worth, yes. Yes. It's funny. I meant to say what the theme of Volume 5 is, but since I didn't say it at the beginning, part of me is wondering if I could just have it be a guessing game and then reveal the answer at the end of Volume 5. What do you think?
Guess we'll have to wait to find out.
You make a good point. But I will say Alpha is an amazing character, and I wanted to start this off with her because she gave me hope, and she gave me a new perspective that I am happy to now have, because it's made my day-to-day a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm truly appreciative, and really getting to interact with you, getting to interact with the Home for Anime community, it's just a lovely feeling, and I'm happy that I'm able to have the time to interact with all of you when I do. Like, you and I have been friends for how many years now, and every time we talk, even if we're at a low point, we always leave feeling better than when we came in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the best. You are.
No, thank you. I try.
You succeed.
I guess in this whole experience, just to tie up my thoughts in it, it's like, I don't think I ever want to be immortal. Like, I think about like long sustained life like this. Like, even though Alpha definitely has like a finite point, it is still a very long wait. I think you lose too many lives. I think you lose too many loves. And for me, I would probably end up like super broken, you know, or something like that. Not to sound edgy or anything. It's just,
no, I get it.
Wow. Just tremendous life lived like that. I don't think humans are meant for it.
I've often wondered if I feel the same way, because even though there are people who will leave, there will also be people who come in, not to say that those old memories are replaced, but there's always somebody new to meet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a strange optimism, and it may be misplaced, but I'm very okay with the idea. And who knows, maybe with being able to, I guess, not breathe, whatever it takes to be immortal, you can go to other planets and meet people there once the Earth dies, which it seems to be doing at a rapid pace. But that's okay, because we have the now. We have the now, and we have each other.
Yeah.
So, happy day. Happy us. Drew, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think I said my piece. I was thinking about bringing in Android 16 from Dragon Ball, but I was like, that's a different discussion for a different day.
He's a good man. Or he was a good man. He was
a very good man. Yeah.
Well,
just Alpha is on a long list of fictional androids that I adore. So,
yeah, same.
Along with 16.
Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me yet again, and thank all of you for listening to another episode of The Home for Anime, this introduction to Volume 5. And we sincerely hope that you have a wonderful day. And if you want, you can follow me on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. And Drew does not have Instagram, so you will never be able to find him.
Yeah, it's been a good change for me. But everyone else, go follow. Go follow AnimeAlphaGoat.
If you'd like to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. And if you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider donating to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Coffee. And also, we would love it if you would join the Discord server, which Drew is a part of, and he's just a sweetheart. I'm sorry. I always love having you on because you're just the best.
And you pay me a lot to be on here.
Yeah, that's true. $0 mm-hmm. and 0 cents an hour goes a long way.
It's more than I'm making now.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's all good. Breaking even is profit in my eyes.
But with that being said, thank you again to you, Drew, and you, the audience. And we look forward to seeing you further in Volume 5 of The Home for Anime. Bye now.
Bye.